Attention of the mind. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Satvatam, of the devotees. Patihi, protector. Shrotavyaha, is to be heard. Kirtitavyaha, to be glorified. Cha, and Jayaha, to be remembered. Pujaha, to be worshipped. Cha, and Nityada, constantly. Translation: therefore, with one-pointed attention, one should constantly hear about, glorify, remember, and worship the personality of Godhead, who is the protector of the devotees. Purport, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. If realization of the Absolute Truth is the ultimate aim of life, then it must be carried out by all means. In any one of the above-mentioned castes and orders of life, the four processes, namely glorifying, hearing, remembering, and worshipping, are general occupations. Without these principles of life, no one can exist. Activities of the living being involve engagements in these four different principles of life. Especially in modern society, all activities are more or less dependent on hearing and glorifying. Any man from any social status becomes a well-known man in human society within a very short time if he is simply glorified, truly or falsely, in the daily newspapers. Sometimes political leaders of a particular party are also advertised by newspaper propaganda, and by such a method of glorification, an insignificant man becomes an important man within no time. But such propaganda by false glorification of an unqualified person cannot bring about any good, either for the particular man or for the society. There may be some temporary reactions to such propaganda, but there are no permanent effects. Therefore, such activities are a waste of time. The actual object of glorification is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has created everything manifested before us. We have broadly discussed this fact from the beginning of the Janma Adyasya Shloka of this Bhagavatam. The tendency to glorify others or hear others must be turned to the real object of glorification, the Supreme Being, and that will bring happiness. Tasmane ekena manasa Bhagavan Satvatam Patihi Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha Jaya Pujascha Nityada Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Miratan Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So Krishna consciousness is not something foreign or artificial to the living beings, although sometimes they may think so. The common man may find this a bit unusual. In fact, he may even think that this is completely opposite from his way of doing things. In one sense, yes, but in another sense, no. It's simply bringing him out of the darkness of his life, because he's thinking that how to fulfill his best interest in life, because he's misidentifying himself with the material body and the extensions of the body, namely the family, the society, the country. He's thinking that this is the way he'll get pleasure. Well, pleasure is the principle that everyone is looking for. But how to get that pleasure? He's thinking that by flattering some materialistic person, he will be satisfied. just like in a job. If you go to one of the employees, and you will find that employee is flattering the boss. He'll call him the boss, and he'll do what he says. But there's some motivation there. The purpose is that the employee wants to get money. We don't find that people are working without getting payment in the material world, because they want the payment so they can enjoy. They're not enjoying necessarily the service itself without payment. As soon as the payment stops, the work stops. That means there's some duality there. The activity is not fully satisfying in itself, but we find that the activity of serving Krishna, glorifying Krishna, worshiping Krishna, doesn't require any payment, doesn't require anything in return. In fact, Lord Krishna himself told the gopis, the cowherd damsels of Braja, that there's no way I can repay you for the service that you've rendered. I'm asking you then, please, just be satisfied by your own service. So this is the difference between glorifying or worshiping or remembering anyone else and doing those activities in relationship with Krishna. In doing them for Krishna, one feels completely satisfied. In fact, if people would simply learn this art, then they could become free from stress. They're all concerned about stress. There are courses how to get free from stress. Well, the simple solution is right here in this verse. Tasmada ekena manasa. Therefore, with one pointed, ekena means one. One pointed mind. Fix your attention on Bhagavan. Bhagavan Satpatam Pati. Bhagavan means Lord Krishna. Nobody else. It is not that you get the same effect if you meditate upon the demigods, or you meditate upon President Bush. There will be a different result. One must fix his mind on Bhagavan, Lord Krishna. Bhagavan means one who has all complete in six opulences, the personality of Godhead, and glorify him, remember him. Simply by this method, one can be relieved of all anxieties. And this works even for devotees. Sometimes devotees also get an anxiety. And they forget this formula. Simply remember and glorify Krishna. Sit down, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Or go out and chant, or go out and glorify Krishna through distribution of the literature which glorifies Krishna, or hear about him. Just sit down and listen to a nice lecture by Srila Prabhupada or one of his representatives. Read some books. Be happy. All the stress goes away. So all of our problems in this material world are because of this one thing. We have forgotten Krishna. We have forgotten to glorify him. We did not want to glorify him. That is why we've come to the material world. We got fed up with glorifying Krishna. Why always Krishna? Now let me try to glorify myself. So we come to this material world. We make an arrangement to have everyone glorify us. We raise families so they'll glorify us. We live in society, so we'll be appreciated, and our society will be the best society, because I live in it. But unfortunately, we're never satisfied. There's always some problems. There's always some stress, because even if someone glorifies me, he doesn't really mean it. He's glorifying me because he wants to get something from me. Therefore, people with money, they become very afraid of having people around because they're afraid everyone's trying to take my money. He's acting like he likes me. And because they are attached to sense gratification and they have some limitations, they don't have unlimited supply of money, they're worried. So Krishna is not worried. You can take unlimited from him. Om Purnam Adat Purnamidam Purnat Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnameva Vashishate. No matter how much you take from Krishna, he still has unlimited more. He's complete. So Krishna is saying, yes, take everything from me. But just remember me. Just remember who it's coming from and glorify me. It's not that Krishna is the supreme, is a big egotist, that he wants everyone to think of him so he can get some kind of material gratification. But actually Krishna is thinking about the well-beings of all living entities. He is God. He is the, you might say, he's the one who makes all the rules. He set everything up. There's nothing but him. Janma yathiyataha. Everything emanates from him. So naturally then he sets up the rules and the system. And he has set it up in such a way that the living entities, we are eternal, and we're parts and parcels of him, but we're dependent upon him also. As soon as we try to leave Krishna's association, leave his protection, then we become useless. Just as a tiny screw when it's in a big machine. It has value as long as it's connected, but if you take it out, then it's, you give 2 cents for it, throw it away. It's not interesting. Or like a spark of the fire. As long as the spark is within the fire, then it's glowing, glowing, very bright. But as soon as it leaves the fire, it becomes insignificant. And that is our position. As long as we keep ourselves connected with Krishna, then we become valuable. We have some use. And we can be protected and happy. But as soon as we leave the association of Krishna, then we become dark and morose and miserable. And we see the whole material world is full of miserable, detached living entities. They are separate. Mamayavamso jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana. But they're meant to be connected through love. In other words, voluntary. Krishna has manifested the living entities, Eko Bahu Syam, because of his desire to enjoy loving relationships voluntarily with the living entities. He wants that. He has an unlimited desire to enjoy. Just like man and a woman, they also produce children because they want to expand their enjoyment. Why does a man get married? Because he thinks, I'm not complete, I need someone to complement me, so a companion. Where does that desire come from? It also comes from Krishna, Janma Jasyataha. He also wants to expand his enjoyment through other companions. So he's waiting for us to reestablish our original relationship with him in loving devotion. And when we agree to do that, then we become happy. No more problems, no more anxieties. And the Krishna Consciousness Movement is meant for this purpose, to teach people this art of how to glorify God. Because if you ask a gentle person, can you glorify God? He'll run out of things to say in a few seconds. Well, God is love, God is great, God is... Well, you know, they don't have so much to say about God. But I remember when Srila Prabhupada was preaching in Portland, Oregon, and he was speaking, and he was telling the was on a television program. He was saying that we can give information about God's name, his address, his mother, his phone number, everything, his activities. And this is all coming from the transcendental Vedic literatures. So we have so much to learn about God, so much to glorify. There should be no idle time. An idle mind is a devil's workshop. But whenever you have time, if you don't have something important to do for Krishna, then chant Hare Krishna, remember Krishna, hear about Krishna. Then there'll be no question of falling down. This phenomenon of falling down, it is not something that is natural, part of, you know, once you reach a certain period in devotional service and you fall down. No. It is not required. The only thing that is required is that we remain nityada. This word here. Nityada means always engaged in hearing and glorifying Krishna. Every day, constantly. Kirtanaya sadha hari. Always chanting and glorifying Krishna. Then there'll be no fall down, and we'll be able to prepare ourselves for giving up this body and going back to home, back to Godhead. That's Krishna's promise. Manmana bhava mad bhakto mad jajimam namaskaru mame vashasi satyam te pratijane priyosami. He promises, if you do this, you'll come back to me, and you'll live with me eternally, and you'll never come back again to this material world. So we have some faith in Krishna's words. Anyone who's chanted Hare Krishna even once can appreciate how nice it is, especially in association with devotees. It becomes even nicer. That is Sankirtan. So we're very fortunate to have become swept up in the Sankirtan movement, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's loving network for saving all the conditioned souls. And now we're safely situated within the net of Lord Chaitanya, but it is natural that we want to extend our fins or extend our hands out and bring in more of the living entities into Lord Chaitanya's net so they can also be free from all anxiety. Any other type of glorification, like the newspapers described in the purport, they're also glorifying so many people. Just like now they're glorifying or discussing one particular leader of this country or this country. So what is the value of that? The person may become famous, but nobody benefits. Everyone goes to hell, including the leader and all the readers of the paper. So we're not very much interested in this kind of newspaper gramya katha. But if we can create or present literatures about glorifying Krishna. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said we can create a newspaper every second about the spiritual world because his activities are eternally fresh and they're very enjoyable. But we just have to learn the art of how to turn our attention from these dead, morose subjects about so-called heroes to hearing about Krishna. So that is the art Srila Prabhupada is teaching us. And we should try to practice it and then teach others also. Patana patana. The Brahmins are supposed to become learned in glorifying Krishna and then teach others also. So we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments? Everyone hear the question? The question was, I'll summarize, that throughout our day in devotional service, we may be, in order to perform our service, we have to speak so many other things that may not be directly about Krishna's pastimes or his name, etc. So are those, how do we see those topics in relationship with this verse? Well, anything that is directed or directly related to Krishna becomes also transcendental. And we can just use a mundane example. It'll help us. It's like if you go into a businessman's office, you'll find that he's on the phone and he's doing so many things and he's speaking and he's making arrangements. But on his desk, you'll find a picture of his wife and children, or at least his children. And the idea is that his meditation is, I'm doing all this for them. He comes home, they take all his money. They say, my husband, this is needed. The children say, I must have this. And he happily gives his money. So he's saying so many things, he's doing so many things. But his real meditation is, it's for them. I want to please them. Of course, that's his misdirected. He thinks that's pleasure. But anyway, at least in Krishna consciousness, we know that what are we doing it for? Why are we going to this printer? Why are we worrying about banking and money and construction? All so many things. So management, oh, such an anxiety. But it's a burden for Krishna. Krishna is the beneficiary. Bhoktaram yagatapasam. All austerities should be performed for him. All, everything. Yat karoshi, yat ashnasi, yat yahosi tadasiya, yat tapasyasi kaunteya, tat karushva madarpanam. Everything should be done for Krishna. And even speaking, if it helps push on Krishna's aims, what is Krishna's desire? Krishna wants to see that all of his living entities come back to him. So the Sankirtan movement is Lord Chaitanya's movement. He's God himself. And he's come to make a big network. So if we have to say, my dear friend, can you help me take this net over here? We want to catch some of these fallen souls. Well, but the net is broken. Okay, so let's go to the store and get something and repair the net. So that may not be directly sounding like Krishna's pastimes. But it is Krishna's pastimes. Bhakti Sananta called the printing press, for example, the Brihan Madanga. What is the Madanga? Madanga is for beating and glorifying Krishna's name. But the Brihan Madanga is even greater. So sometimes the Brihan Madanga breaks, you have to put some oil on it, you have to go get a replacement part. All of this is related with Krishna. Prabhupada gave the example of the Indian railway line, that, you know, they have a motto, that to keep the wheel rolling. Everybody in the company should always make sure that the wheels keep moving, keep rolling. So that means that they have a bigger idea, that it is not just the train, but whatever has to be done to make the train keep going. So in that way, all these activities, provided they're actually being carried out under the direction of the bona fide spiritual master, then they're all transcendental. We cannot make up our own activities. We should always be sure that we are, in fact, engaging in activities which are connected with Krishna, and therefore the spiritual master is required to keep us online. Does that answer the question? Distraction. This whole material world is a distraction. It's for those who didn't want to be engaged in the direct service of the Lord, so they wanted to have something else to keep themselves busy. But actually, these activities in the material world are of no value. Prabhupada compared them to the dog chewing a bone. He chews it this way, and he chews it that way, and this way, and that way. There's nothing really significant going on here. So similarly, we're moving a diode this way and a computer this way, and we're pushing these buttons and some papers coming. And we're getting all excited about these wonderful realizations we're having, how we can use material energy. But it's that exploitive tendency. We're enjoying exploiting nature. We're trying to be the supreme enjoyer, the supreme controller. So what causes a person to spend his whole life studying and trying to develop some new way to, you know, shave a face or something? It's nothing so significant. It's been going on for thousands of years. But if he can come up with something, or computerized face shaving, then this is a great, you know, breakthrough. But it's foolish. In other words, ignorance is motivating them. Because of their giving up Krishna's lotus feet, now they're bewildered. The Bhagavatam describes that there's different potencies of the Lord, of his bewitching, bewildering potencies. And avaranatmika, when one gives up Krishna's lotus feet, then he becomes covered by illusion. So in other words, what's happening is that they're covered by illusion. They're like in some kind of a stupor. And in a stupor, he's doing all these ridiculously unimportant things. Like in a stupor, someone may be walking around, he picks up the stone and he puts it over here, and then he comes back and he puts... There's no meaning to his activities, but he's absorbed in it. So that's what's happened. People have become deranged due to their forgetfulness. Nunam pramata. Pramata means deranged, mad. Why? Because they're desiring sense gratification. So a man wants sense gratification, he's willing to do any crazy thing to get it. So that desire for sense gratification is the motivating force in the material world. As soon as we remove that motivating force, we find so many unpleasant, unnecessary things can be left behind. Just like these big, gigantic factories. They think they're necessary because we have to have new cars every year. Why? For sense gratification. Newer and newer ways to enjoy sense gratification. But as soon as one becomes Krishna conscious, we don't hear about any big factories in Goloka Vrindavan. You know, hellish factories with people wearing these big masks, and putting the iron in and cranking out some automobile. It's not required, because people have a higher consciousness. You got it? Of course, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has given us some hint. Dushtamana. He criticized his mind for this desire of wanting to be alone and chant. Not that we can never chant alone, but the principle is that we want to be in the association. Tandaraya Charana Sevi Bhakti Sanivas. We want to be in the association of the Vaishnavas. Because that will enhance, because we're personalists, and Krishna is a person, and when we see another person glorifying Krishna, who's enjoying his relationship with Krishna, then we become inspired also to enjoy more. And sometimes I may be alone, and the modes of material nature may get me down. But when I'm in the association of other devotees, and they're chanting and serving Krishna, then I become inspired again. We've all had experience of that. Sometimes we can't figure something out, we're very upset. But as soon as we come to a devotee and say, Prabhu, my mind's disturbing me. I'm in anxiety. Can you please help me? And he says a few words and it's all fine again. Because he's Krishna's representative and Krishna's empowering him. And just by the association, oh yes, it's not all so bad. So as far as That goes, Lord Chaitanya has recommended this Sankirtan, congregational chanting. We saw by his, he's the personal example of how to perform devotional service in this age. In this age, we don't have such strong minds. If we go off alone, we'll very easily forget Krishna. Our principles will become slackened. Even Bharat Maharaj, who was such a great devotee, he became a little lax by himself. Well, that's why we stay in the association of devotees. We like to chant together. And also, when everyone's chanting and dancing, it's so wonderful. Individual. So that is also required. Both. So that's part of, you could say that it's part of the overall Sankirtan program or movement, just as the, in Lord Chaitanya's movement, even the deity worship is part of the Sankirtan, because in order to get the strength and purification to go out and preach and contact so many materialists, we need to see the beautiful form of the deity. We need to learn the practices of devotional service. So it's all part of the Sankirtan movement. So in that sense, yes, it's simultaneously one and different. You're performing japa so you can go out and preach, so it's part of Sankirtan, yes. So, yes, Prabhu? First point is that in Satyuga they are Krishna conscious. And it is called the Paramahansa age, because people are all basically Krishna conscious. Then as the Treta Yuga comes, then vice is introduced. Otherwise, when people are pure, they're naturally Krishna conscious. So it is a very good age to appear in. Then Treta Yuga comes, more vice. Then Dwapara Yuga, gradually the religious principles are diminished. And finally Kali Yuga, the most diminished. And as far as the new age, well, this age, as you know, is 5,000 years old, and we have another 427,000 years to go. We take the authority of the Vedic scriptures. We're not interested in somebody else who happens to make some propaganda that they make up a slogan that now the new age has come. It's not new. Old age. In fact, these Kali Yugas have been going on for billions and billions of cycles, and they'll continue. When they say new age, it's again very romantic, you know, the age of Aquarius, and we're all going to enjoy sense gratification, and, you know, we're going to have drugs, and we're going to have illicit sex, and this is what they mean by the new age. Or we're going to become one, or something. We're going to become God. But the new age has begun with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because it's a fact, within the Kali Yuga, which is an ocean of faults, Kaler Dosha Nide Rajan, Yasti Eko Mahan Gunan, Kirtanadeva Krishnasya, Mukta Sangha Param Vraja. The ocean of faults, the ocean of darkness of Kali Yuga is here, and you can't stop it. Just like Maharaj Yudhisthira told Parikshit Maharaj as he was advising him how to rule the planet. He said, when it rains, you cannot stop the rain, but if you have an umbrella, you can keep dry. So within Kali Yuga, this ocean of faults, there is one good quality, and that is the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He began, inaugurated it 500 years ago, and it will continue to increase for another 9,500 years. So that you could call is the New Age, the Golden Age. Unfortunately, they don't know what is the New Age. But if we can inform them, yes, the New Age that you're talking about, that wonderful, exciting period where everyone will be dancing in the streets and wearing flowers in their hair and all that, is Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. So why don't you chant Hare Krishna? Why don't you take it up, take prasadam, give up this horrible meat-eating, give up this horrible illicit sex, and chant, and dance, in ecstasy. That's the New Age. And as far as other processes being required, not necessary. They won't work in this age. The chanting of the holy names is the method for this age. Hari nama, hari nama, hari nama eva kevalam. Kalo nasteva, 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 gati ranyata. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said this. He repeated it three times. Nasteva, nasteva, nasteva. Not by gyan, not by karma, not by yoga, not by anything else. Only chanting. Hari nama, the names of Hari, Krishna. So this is our philosophy, and it's also our own realization. What other process are you going to try? Meditation? You're going to sit down and meditate for thousands of years with no disturbances? Who can meditate for more than an hour without, you know, some disturbance? Where's a cigarette? Where's a woman? What process are you thinking of? What other process will work? Meditation? Or giving charity? Who's got anything to give? You know, the tax man takes it all. What other process? In the former ages, they performed great sacrifices, great Vedic yagyas. Well, where are the brahmanas to perform the sacrifices? Where's the ghee? Where's the grains? Where's the gold? You can't make the sacrificial articles must be made of gold to perform those sacrifices. You can't concoct a new way to do it with plastic. In other words, the Vedas give all kinds of descriptions and recommendations according to time and circumstance. And in this age, it's the holy names. Of course, in every age, it's the holy names. That's the easy way to do it. But in this age, it's the only way. In other words, in Satya Yuga, you could also get the perfection just by hearing and chanting about Krishna. It's not that you have... But the other processes are possible. They do work. In this age, the others don't even work. Unless for a very, very few, you may be able to go to the Himalayas. A few yogis may be able to sit there and practice meditation, but it's not for the general mass of people. It's not the New Age that you're talking about. So the New Age, if they really want to be linked up and really get some benefits out of it, then why don't they join Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement? That should be our preaching to them. Not that we join them and follow their concocted ideas, but they should join Lord Chaitanya's movement. That means they have to come up. They have to become purified. Their hearts have to become clean. Then they'll be able to realize it. All right? Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.